Now listen to someone who takes risks, someone who doesn't know how not to take them as an actress, beginning with her earliest roles, Parker Posey in Dazed and Confused.
Seniors, we tried, we gave you all a chance, but since you little teases can't follow instructions, we're just gonna have to try something else, won't we?
That's Parker Posey swinging for the bleachers with her mean girl character in that movie, Dazed and Confused, and here making the implausible come alive in The House of Yes.
What's the wildest place you've ever made love?
With Marty?
Yes.
I can't talk like that about your brother.
Pretend he's not my brother, I do.
Posey takes her innocent look, mixes it with some southern guile, and with a demonic intelligence, nails characters like the neurotic yuppie dog owner in Christopher Guest's legendary Best in Show.
We met at Starbucks. Not at the same Starbucks, but we saw each other at different Starbucks across the street from each other. And Hamilton got up the courage to walk across the street one day and approached me.
Posey's newest film is Woody Allen's Irrational Man. It centers on a depressed philosophy professor, played by Joaquin Phoenix, and the two women on his campus who are most influential in his life, a fellow professor, played by Parker Posey, and a young student, played by Emma Stone.
How's it coming?
I'm blocked. Can't write.
You need a muse.
I've never needed a muse before.
I hope you're not going to send me back out into the rain without sleeping with me.
Funny, direct, candid, an afternoon chat with Parker Posey is, let me just say, a treat. I ended up feeling envious of her director, Woody Allen.
It was my first time working with him, but I met him 20 years ago for Bullets Over Broadway and Shadows and Fog. So, you know, he's a master. He's a maestro. He's focused and effortless. And, you know, I thought a lot about jazz. To me, he's like a composer and he can do it all. He can act. He can direct. I think he's very graceful, you know. Yet there is a there's a pressure and an expectation to kind of get it right on the first take,
really?
Or the second take or the third take. I like that focus. And everyone is at their best and talented and artistic and great at what they do. So just to be at that level was fantastic. I feel so blessed. I loved it.
Do you ever feel like you're channeling Woody's own neuroses? I mean, I just see this from the outside. Some of the stories are about, you know, aging and romance at a sort of particular point in life, and this film sort of is in that genre slightly.
Yeah. I thought a lot about the actresses who have been in his movies in the past. I wasn't sure what kind of quality was going to be that he wanted for this part. I thought it was lighter initially because I only got 20 pages of the script. I didn't get the whole. I didn't know what the tone of the whole story. So I showed up and I learned very quickly that it was more in the heavier, deeper range, which I love, that kind of gravitas and the suffering and the dignity and the experience, you know, that he elicits from his actors.
The ensemble work that you've done with Christopher Guest is, you know, that's kind of a family.
Yes.
And, you know? What are you in the family? The oldest sister? The youngest sister?
I think I'm the daughter.
You're the daughter?
Yeah. Chris is very much like a father figure to me. And when I did Libby May Brown and Waiting for Guffman when I was 24, I was devastated wrapping that movie. I felt so close to Corky and I felt so lived in this part that it was like, and I was going to miss Corky so much. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And he just held my hand in the van. And it's like you really can create like a family. And then you see it go away. Only to live again in another way in another movie.
Of course, Waiting for Guffman is about being an actress, being an actor. I mean, in some ways, it cuts pretty close to the bone there.
Yeah.
It's like, is it real? Is it not?
And people say that, you know, a lot of those movies say, you know, the language of them, because it just comes from a specific place that's, you know, funny and poignant and true. Yeah, the small town theater scene, and just these little cults of dog show competitions, folk group, In a Mighty Wind, and then Actors in For Your Consideration too. He's just brilliant to tap into these subcultures and to expose them.
Is he having fun?
No, it's really fun. You know, on Best in Show, during breaks, everyone was hanging out at where we were shooting in Toronto, which was where the dog show competition took place. We would sing during the breaks while we shot, and then that's what inspired Chris to create A Mighty Wind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after that. I mean, of course, it's something that he grew up with, and that with that kind of music. But and then, of course, he opened for himself as the Folksman for Spinal Tap. There was a show where they opened for themselves.
I know.
So, and he could pick up any instrument and play it.
What do you think of the whole Amy Schumer kind of verdict on Hollywood, that you've got, you know, X amount of time when you're believed to be bankable, and then, you know, you're discarded as a woman? I don't think it'd be scary time to be an actress.
Yeah. I miss when men and women shared the screen together in wit and intelligence and love. And there's something that people, you know, I think we've been missing out on that dynamic in movies and TV for a while now. I was a big fan of Heart to Heart. And I just watched all of those.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I got the DVDs.
Yeah.
They were having, there was real chemistry between the two of them, you know? And they had fun together.
Yeah, it was a little Hepburn Tracy kind of thing.
Yeah, His Girl Friday.
Yeah. Dream gig for you before we go? Besides this one right now.
I love to work with David Lynch.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great to do like a big miniseries or something. Like Olive Kittredge.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And don't you watch that and go like, why aren't there more?
I always say, why aren't there more?
Yeah.
I mean, but then I feel like I'm just saying that I'm old.
I know, me too.
Right, exactly. Parker Posey, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Parker Posey's newest film is Woody Allen's Irrational Man, which is in select theaters today. And to hear my entire delightful 20-minute interview with Parker Posey, just download the Takeaway Weekender podcast. Visit thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.